When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, your new favourite quiz show and a podcast that can help fill the gap between the end of Tipping Point and the start of Pointless. Here we go. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and this is Quiz of Your Life. Taking on their own quiz biography today is comedian Tom Lucy. Tom Lucy, how the hell are you today?
I'm really well, Makita.
So you know the score. By now, it's 12 questions and it's 15 points, only this time it's very loosely, must stress this, very loosely, all about you and your life. Let's quiz.
Let's quiz.
Question number one. Your last meal would be a Sunday roast. Nice. So presumably you're passionate about a good roast potato. The question is, which variety of potato, good for roasting and chips, is the most common variety of potato grown in the UK?
Oh, God. This is like when they ask, you know, when they try and catch out politicians by saying, how much does a pint of milk cost?
Yeah.
This is going to be like that.
How down to earth are you?
A Norfolk Gold.
that's the potato.
Norfolk Gold. Okay. I think that's a breed of dog.
I'm afraid I was looking for a Maris Piper.
What?
You've heard of that, right? That's the only potato I've
heard. Who knows
of.
That?
I know that, actually, crazily.
I just buy potato. I don't look at the packet.
No, Maris Piper, big time. Question number two. You wanted to be a bin man growing up. Aside from asking what day do your bins go out, we'll go into politics instead. Can you tell me what ministerial position currently held by George Eustace is responsible for waste management in the UK?
Would it be like housing minister or something like that?
Nice guess.
Waste disposal minister?
It's actually environment, food and rural affairs.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Question
number three. You've just started a new podcast with fellow comedian Maisie Adams. Mm. It's called That's a First. Guests discuss some of the more interesting firsts in their life. So the question is, according to a survey conducted by the British dating site for married couples, which is called Illicit Encounters, at what age do the majority of people fall in love for the first time?
For the first time.
How old were you?
I was 19.
Aww.
So I'm going to say 19.
It's incorrect. It's actually between 15 and 18.
Oh, what a loser I am.
You're a bit late.
Oh, here we go.
Question number four. Your favourite holiday was a trip to the land of the rising sun, or Japan, as it's better known as.
Yeah.
The question is, with up to 3,000 visitors at any one time, what tourist attraction in the district of Shibuya is one of the most popular in the country?
Mount Fuji?
It's actually incorrect. It's actually the Shibuya pedestrian crossing, you know, that massive crossroads.
Yeah.
Question number five. You went to the same school as Emily Blunt. In which 2006 comedy drama did Emily have her breakthrough role as an assistant called Emily Charlton?
The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, it's good to hear you say that. Correct.
I'm getting all the like really uncool questions right.
Yeah.
And all the cool ones, the actually difficult ones, I'm getting wrong.
Can't name a potato, but definitely knows the Devil Wears Prada.
Can't name one potato.
Question number six. People say that you look a bit like Sam Smith. What do you think?
People say that all the time, yeah.
That's okay. Can you tell me the title of his Oscar-winning song for the Bond film Spectre?
Let me just think about this chronologically. Not, it wasn't Skyfall, that was Adele. No, I can't remember it.
I'll give you a weird clue. It's the same title as a seminal Destiny's Child album.
Is it Writings on the Wall?
Correct! Got you there.
What a loser I am.
What a loser. Question number 7. Tom Lucy, you used to work in a cinema before you took on the world of comedy. So can you tell me which 2003 Disney film was the first in Disney's history to be awarded a 12 certificate? Ooh.
Toy Story?
Incorrect. The correct answer is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ah, that makes sense. Yeah,
it is a bit gruesome.
It's bloody scary.
It's bloody scary.
Yeah.
Question number 8. Your first gig was to see Tiny Temper live in concert. Remarkably, he's second only to Eminem in terms of rappers with number one UK singles. He got 7 to Eminem's 10. Some of these, of course, are as a featured artist. So can you tell me, Tom, which UK pop star did he feature with for their 2014 number one single, Crazy Stupid Love?
Oh, that's literally one of the only Tiny Temper songs I don't know. Oh, my God. I know that he's had collaborations with, like, Zara Larsson. Okay, I'm going to guess Alicia Keys.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Cheryl Cole.
Oh, right. I was quite far off.
Come on. Okay, question number nine. If you were only allowed to watch one film for the rest of your life, it would be Withnall and I.
Yes.
Yay. Richard E. Grant, of course, famously played Withnall, but can you tell me who played I?
Liam Hemsworth.
Yes.
Is that right?
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes. Liam Hemsworth played I in Withnall
yes,
and I.
Right.
It's actually Paul McGann is the answer we're looking for. question number 10. Your hero and best impersonation is the beautiful man that is Louis Theroux. So for 1 point, can you name any of the 3 destinations which Louis explored in his Law and Disorder documentaries?
Philadelphia?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct answer, Philadelphia. You could have also heard Lagos and Johannesburg.
Yeah, I remember that. It was good.
Okay, question number 11. You have a fairly substantial collection of trainers. So for your next question, for 2 points, can you name 2 models of Nike Air trainers?
What? As in... Air Max 1.
Air Max is 1, absolutely.
Air Force 1.
Air Force 1, done. 2 points, brilliant. Do you want to hear the others? Because some of these are crazy.
Okay, go.
Air
go on,
Monarch,
then.
Air Tailwind,
yeah.
Air Heights, Air Nasu, Air Zoom, Air Rift, Air Presto, I remember those. Air Jordans. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. Okay, question number 12. The soundtrack to your life would be the best of the Rolling Stones. They've had quite a few best of albums. So for 3 points, can you name 3 of the top 5 Rolling Stone songs chosen by readers of Rolling Stone magazine in 2012?
Okay.
So you really are a massive Rolling Stones fan, so this should be...
I should be able to get this.
Mm.
Satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction.
Good, 1 point. 2 more points to grab.
What else would be popular amongst most people? You can't always get what you want.
Beautiful. Can't always get what you want. Number 8 on my top 10.
And I need 1 more?
Yeah, go for the number 1. Go for the top. What do you think? The top.
Give me rolling. Shelter.
Correct. Huge. Really proud of you, Tom.
Huge.
Really proud of you. At the end of the quiz of your life that really didn't have much to do with your life, you scored 8 points.
I still didn't even do that well.
We'll talk through Tom's points after this break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We'll do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Tom, I've been trying to find a really good Rolling Stones documentary to watch, and I know you're a massive Rolling Stones fan. What would you What would you lead me towards?
There's a good one that Martin Scorsese directed.
Yeah.
It's called Shine a Light.
Yeah, I know that.
I think it's called that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, you know, you get the Rolling Stones and you get something made by Martin Scorsese, so it's pretty good.
That sounds like a good afternoon.
It's a great afternoon.
Okay. And you went to Japan. You told us about your Japanese trip. Who did you go with and what was the, why were you there? Was it just a jaunt?
Well, I'll tell you, I went on my own, Makita, and I'll tell you why. Was it last summer? No, the summer of 2019, I finished doing this tour and I was kind of a bit burnt out and a bit bored of doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And I had this kind of meeting with my agent where he said, you know, basically you need to do something else because since I've been 16, basically all I've done is stand up and I was just getting a bit bored of it. And so he suggested, he was like, why don't you just go off for a month and go traveling on your own?
Wow.
Because I never did that like gap year thing that some people do. I never did any traveling like that. So I just decided to take a month off and I just went off to Asia for a month. And I went around like Japan and Thailand and Vietnam.
Wow.
It was fun.
But I know what you're saying because I started working when I was 15 as well. And you miss that time to just have those travels and that jaunt. So good for you for going on your own as well.
Yeah.
Did you do a month?
I did a month, yeah. I did a month. It was really fun. It was great. And I think maybe doing it on your own maybe adds something to it as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom Lucy.
Thank you, Makita Oliver.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. Tomorrow is Random Friday. Anything could happen, and I don't even know the subject yet. It could be about sandwiches or Sabutio. So if you're listening while walking the dog, while on your lunch break or in the bath, we're back tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.